This is Empowered Explant, the podcast helping women ditch their breast implants with confidence. I'm Dana Mercica, a board-certified health and wellness coach and explant warrior. There is a question that at one point we all ask or get asked, and that is, what is breast implant illness? It feels like a real mystery, huh? Especially since no doctor can even really diagnose it. So is it all in our heads? Absolutely not. And today I want to shed some light on what BII is so that you can understand it better for yourself and explain it to others. Before we get into it, please know I am not a medical doctor and this podcast does not constitute medical or mental health advice. I share from my personal experience, research, and conversations with other people. If you are experiencing symptoms, pain, post-surgery complications, or mental health concerns, please seek care from your medical provider or surgeon. Okay, let's dive in. The big question, what is breast implant illness? Breast implant illness, which is also known as BII, is like the umbrella name for a long list of systemic symptoms that occur at some point after getting breast implants. Currently, BII is not recognized as a formal medical diagnosis, and there are no specific tests or recognized criteria to define or characterize it. But the FDA has now acknowledged the existence of breast implant illness and some of the associated symptoms. So now when somebody tells you you're crazy, you can send them a link to an official website that proves that you are not. Hey, it might be you that's telling yourself you're crazy because it's easy to get into a place of denial when you don't want to face changing your body, but this is a real thing. For those who don't already know, in October 2021, the FDA issued a boxed warning labeling both silicone and saline breast implants with warning that there is a risk of systemic illness and a rare form of lymphoma, and requiring that surgeons provide their patients with a decision checklist that makes them aware of these associated risks. I'm going to drop the links to these articles on the FDA website in the show notes so that you can reference them later. I mean, this is a great step forward, but how many women are actually seeing this information is a different issue altogether. Okay, so that's a little bit about what breast implant illness is, but who can get breast implant illness? It does not discriminate. Anyone with implants can get it. People with BII have symptoms whether they have saline-filled or silicone-filled implants, and it's important to note here that saline-filled implants do actually have a silicone shell. Symptoms can start soon after breast implant surgery. I've seen women who've become symptomatic almost immediately after having them put in, or it can take many years. For example, in my personal experience, I started having more noticeable symptoms in year 7. And by year 9, I was chronically ill and really struggling on a day-to-day basis. So it really depends on the individual person, their genetics, their immune system, and in a lot of cases, the integrity or age of the breast implant itself. But the breast implant does not need to be old or damaged or ruptured to cause illness. Mine were 10 years old, but completely intact when I explanted. And like I said, some women have reactions to brand new implants. So what causes breast implant illness? Well, according to the FDA, the cause of breast implant illness is unknown, surprise, surprise, and is still being researched. They say researchers are investigating these symptoms to better understand their origins. These symptoms and what causes them are poorly understood. But there are some causes that are actually quite obvious, and it doesn't take a super scientist to figure it out. And there's a lot of information online to support this. Okay, are you ready to nerd out with me right now? I'm going to list 4 possible causes of breast implant illness and give a little backstory as to why that is, okay? So number 1, there's the body's natural defense against having a foreign object inside it. The implantation of any foreign material into the body leads to the development of an inflammatory and fibrotic process. This is called the foreign body reaction, or FBR. Upon implantation into a tissue, cells of the immune system become attracted to the foreign material and attempt to degrade it. If this degradation fails, fibroblasts, which are cells that make up connective tissue, envelope the material, in this case, the implants, and form a physical barrier to isolate it from the rest of the body, which becomes the capsule. Some people's bodies have a stronger immune response to foreign materials inside the body. A negative immune response can lead to adverse reactions, including excessive inflammation, interference with healing, fibrous encapsulation, and implant rejection. It is very well researched and known that chronic inflammation, which is slow, long-term inflammation lasting several months to years, is a leading cause of most chronic disease. Left unaddressed, chronic inflammation can damage healthy cells, tissues, and organs, and may cause internal scarring, tissue death, and damage to the DNA in previously healthy cells. This chronic inflammation causes disease such as cancer, asthma, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and type 2 diabetes. And when I think about those chronic illnesses I just listed and compare them against the list of BII symptoms, I see similarities like breathing difficulties, heart palpitations, and blood pressure issues, joint pain, hormonal imbalance, which can lead to things like diabetes. Chronic inflammation also causes things like fatigue, body temperature changes, skin conditions, depression, anxiety and mood disorders, GI issues like constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, weight gain or weight loss, and frequent infections. Once again, all of these are reported symptoms of breast implant illness. So, in my opinion, if someone with breast implants is suffering from symptoms of chronic inflammation, there is a high possibility that the breast implants could be the cause or a contributor to the condition. Cause number two is autoimmune response. Autoimmune disease can be genetically predisposed and can also be triggered by things like toxin and chemical exposure, heavy metals, microorganisms such as bacteria or viruses, and physiological stress. While the FDA and others who are happy to risk our health for a profit say there's not enough conclusive evidence to show a direct correlation between breast implants and autoimmune disease, there are plenty of studies out there that show silicone, other toxins and chemicals, and bacteria and stresses can trigger autoimmune disease. And all of these triggers have been associated with breast implants. It has been said that women who are prone to autoimmune disease tend to be more likely to present with BII symptoms. So it kind of makes you think, well, autoimmune disease is pretty rare, right? So maybe there's not that many women at high risk. But get this, 1 in 15 people in the United States have an autoimmune disease. And because women are so lucky, approximately 80% of all patients diagnosed with autoimmune diseases are women. So that means out of 330 million people in the United States, 22 million have an autoimmune disease and around 17 million of them are women. According to the Aesthetic Society report for 2021, there were 365,000 women who got breast implants, plus 148,000 who had replacements. So that's 513,000 women in just 1 year. And with around 17 million women likely to have or be prone to an autoimmune condition, I could only imagine that a high percentage of these women getting breast implants are at risk. Okay, that was a lot of math. What I'm saying is, based on all the data, it's my opinion that there is a massive number of women who have breast implants who are at risk of triggering autoimmune diseases, many of which go undiagnosed, which can then cause even more chronic inflammation in the body and lead to chronic disease. Okay, so the third cause is straight up silicone and heavy metal toxicity. Remember when no one used to know what was inside cigarettes? And now we're aware of the long list of carcinogenic chemicals. We know it's not a good idea to smoke, right? Well, there is a long list of chemicals and heavy metals used in breast implants that leach into your body over time. A lot of us don't actually know this because we're told silicone is inert, it's safe, and we're really only at risk if there's a rupture, but they're super rare, so we don't really have to worry about it. Well, that's bullshit. For starters, per the FDA, rupture or leaking is reported in 31.2% of patients. That's actually a really high percentage. And let's face it, all the ruptures and leakages probably aren't reported. But it's not just ruptured implants that are the problem. As the implant shell degrades, chemicals and heavy metals are released into your body. And the interior gel can also move through the shell and into your body as well. Silicone moving into your body is dangerous, and those chemicals can be potentially harmful to the reproductive system, suppress immune function, and trigger autoimmune disease. In fact, even the FDA warns that the silicone can migrate from the implant into nearby tissues, such as your chest wall, lymph nodes, and organs, where it may not be possible to remove. There's a whole list of heavy metals found in breast implants. There's a link to this list in the show notes, but it includes metals like arsenic, lead, mercury, and platinum. Each heavy metal has its own list of symptoms that it can cause. We're talking things like respiratory issues, fatigue, anxiety, headaches, GI problems, neurological issues, brain fog, memory loss and confusion, muscle weakness, tingling in the hands and feet, blood pressure issues, skin lesions, vascular damage, immune system dysfunction, birth defects, and cancer. These all align with reported BII symptoms. And the fourth cause is mold and bacteria. People think that saline implants are safer, but I have seen some videos of some moldy ass saline implants. They are prone to mold, yeast, and bacteria growth. This fluid can slowly leak out of the implant and spread throughout the body, causing chronic infections and serious health problems. Mold can also occur in silicone implants as they disintegrate and allow body fluids to permeate the shell and implant. Symptoms of mold toxicity include brain fog, anxiety, numbness and tingling, fatigue, ears ringing, digestive issues, mood swings, excessive thirst, hair loss, and skin rashes. Once again, symptoms that look very familiar. Bacteria is a known problem with all kinds of breast implants too. And this is a whole conversation I need to have with an expert in this field because my mind is blown by how these bacterial infections occur. Did you know your breast gland is connected to the outside world and bacteria can enter through your nipple? There's also bacteria circulating around your body at all times, and bacteria can also enter at the time of getting your breast implants. Okay, so this bacteria gets in there, it attaches to your tissue, for example, your capsule or your implant, invites over some bacteria buddies, has a bunch of bacteria babies, and forms a micro colony. Then this forms a biofilm, which is a slimy, glue-like substance filled with bacteria that can adhere to a breast implant surface. It sounds really gross. And it's actually very resistant to antibiotics, so it's incredibly difficult to treat. These biofilms can cause chronic inflammation, capsular contracture, and infection-related symptoms. Listen, I'm just one person. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and I'm also not an idiot. There is plenty of documented research that shows quite obviously what could be contributing to the mystery that is breast implant illness. It just makes so much sense, and it's so important to raise awareness around the various ways breast implants can affect someone's health. So, how do we sum up the answer to the question, what is breast implant illness? Well, here's my stab at it. Breast implant illness is a chronic condition that can affect any woman with breast implants, which can be brought on by foreign body reaction, chronic inflammation, immune response, silicone or heavy metal toxicity, mold exposure, and/or bacterial infection, causing several possible symptoms and risk of chronic disease. But most of all, breast implant illness is scary. It starts to break down who you are as a person. It starts to consume your life and deplete your energy until you don't even know who you are anymore. The best news here is that breast implant illness is preventable. And obviously, that starts with encouraging women to not get breast implants in the first place. But for those of us who already did, the prevention comes into play by being very aware of what's going on inside your body. Ultimately, you don't want to wait until you are chronically ill or have a rupture to have them removed, because then it can be a lot harder to get your health back. With that said, not all women need to go and book their explant surgery tomorrow, although some probably should. It might be something that sits on your radar for the future. If you're asking yourself the question, is it time to consider removing my breast implants? Go to explantquiz.empoweredexplant.com and take the quiz to find out if explanting might be right for you. I'll put a link in the show notes. Thank you for nerding out with me today. The more I learn, the more passionate I become about sharing this information, because these are things I did not know when I chose to put implants in my body. If you learned anything new in this episode, please rate this podcast and share this episode with your friends, in Facebook groups, with your teenage daughters, with the ladies at church. Hey, trust me, they have implants too. Seriously, getting the word out is the best way we can prevent and address breast implant illness. Well, that's it for now. I will see you here next week, breasties.